Well, it's interesting talking about the storms on the sea. If we look at the parable and begin to look at the story of Jesus walking upon the sea, approaching the disciples in the boat in a great storm, Jesus himself was not in a storm. He walked upon calm waters, and wherever he went, the waters became calm. So as he approached this boat that was caught up in a storm with all the disciples in it, the waters became still. The waters became calm. That's a spiritual teacher. The spiritual teacher is ever holding that essence of the quiet, of the stillness, of the beingness that is God in themselves and offering it to others, that they themselves might begin to live it all the time, every day, every breath, every moment. In his approaching that boat, all the disciples began to witness something very profound. What it was saying was that the disciples themselves were in great disturbance. They had created a great storm amongst themselves, and they did not have a solution. And the storm was only getting bigger. The waves were getting larger. The disturbance was all upon them, and they did not have a solution, a way out of the storm. And they were afraid of sinking once again back into the sea. They were afraid of getting caught back up in the world, and they were. So Jesus came into the storm of their conversation, into their disturbance that they themselves had, in a sense, created, and brought to them centeredness, calmness, quiet once again, and helped them to begin to see the truth of the spiritual way and the spiritual focus, and to let go of trying to do it the way of the world. Whenever we try to do the way of the world, we get caught up. We get caught up in the world. We get caught up in the way the world tells us to solve it. And what do? We get caught up in the whirlwind. We get caught up in the great waves. We get caught up in the disturbance that this world is ever moving itself in. And then we get lost. We forget. We forget the truth of who we are. We forget the truth that dwells within us. We forget the truth that truly leads us back into the calm seas, into the peaceful place. And what does all great teachers do? They bring loving. It is the loving that calms the seas. It is the loving that brings us to that place of peace inside. And so Jesus walked towards them in loving, just in loving. And it is the loving that calms the seas. And in truth, if we are in disturbance in our own personal lives, if the sea of our life is in an uproar, and the waves are getting ever bigger, and are ever lapping at the boat of our consciousness, trying to draw us down back into it again, all we have to do is to focus ourselves back into that centeredness, back into that place of loving inside of ourselves, and all will become still. It is the loving that quiets the seas. It is the loving that lifts us above the seas so that we no longer are caught up in the storms of the world. And truly, we do walk above the water. And we stand above the water. And we live and dwell above the sea of life of this creation. But it is learning how to do that over and over, learning how to choose back into the loving, and let the loving lift us once again above our own disturbance and above the disturbance of this world, until finally we realize that's the truth of it. And it's very easy to get caught up, in our own problems, in our own situations, whatever they might be. And it's very easy to get caught up in the storms of this world that are ever lapping at our consciousness, trying to pull us back out into disturbance, back out into the big waves that this world is ever stirring up. There's always been famine and disease and war and hatred and bigotry upon this planet. That is the way of this creation. That is the disturbance that is ever in action here. The constant movement of reaction, reaction, reaction. And it is ever trying to get us caught up in it once again and to draw us back down into it. To feel sorry, to have sympathy for others. To feel sorry, to have sympathy for ourselves. And to get caught up in this downward motion once again. If you've ever been in the ocean, you know one thing to pay attention to is the riptide. That movement of a current that will just drag you back down and out into the ocean. And no matter how hard you struggle, it's almost impossible to get out of. And what do they tell you to do? Don't struggle against the riptide. Just relax and float and let go and go with it until you move past it and then you're free of it. That's the key to this pathway. Don't struggle when the disturbances start coming up inside of you. Don't struggle and fight against them and try to solve them and try to get back to shore on your own. The key is to relax, to relax. And for a moment, just go with the current. Go with the direction that you have gotten caught up in. But in that relaxation, come into stillness. Come into beingness. Come back into loving. And live in the loving. And then you're back out into waters that are still. That is the key here. What have we been told? To be loving, to be still, to be kind, to be attentive, to wake up. All that is pointing to one thing, and that is to be aware in the moment of who you are and how you as you are moving in this creation and in all of creation. How are you moving? What is your action? What is the direction you're moving in? Where is your awareness focused? It's be loving. It's be still. It's be kind. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to what is taking place right now. Don't go into deeper judgments and fears and anxiety and anger and frustration. That's not being kind to yourself. That's getting a great big stick and just beating yourself up over and over and over. It doesn't hurt enough. It's got to hurt more. It's only through the hurting that I get through this. Well, that's not the key. Be kind. Put down whatever that is that you are beating yourself up with. Just put it down. Be kind to yourself. And let that begin to be the loving action by which you begin to choose back into the true direction that you want to go, which is to rise above the sea of life, to rise above the oceans and disturbance of this creation, and to stand free of it as a liberated soul. To stand above the ocean of this life and to be able to look down and know what this creation is truly all about, but also at that same time to be able to look up and to truly know the truth of your own soul, its pathway, and of the spiritual creation of God. That's what Jesus was holding his attention to when he was walking upon the waters and calming the sea in this great storm. He was looking up. He was looking up to the source of all beingness. He was looking up in loving and looking up to the source of that loving. And he was holding his awareness there. And he was bringing that awareness of loving to wherever he was going. And that loving always quiets the disturbance. It always quiets the storm. And he was demonstrating to all of his disciples and all that was ever going to walk this pathway, how to walk this pathway. Be present in the moment. Be present in God. Be present with God. Hold your attention in loving with God and hold your attention in God loving you. And wherever you go, the storms will be quiet. Wherever you go, the disturbance will be no more. Wherever you go, you will be in peace. You will be in stillness. And all that is done by loving. It's be in the loving. What did we hear Jesus say? To love thy neighbor as thyself. And the key to that statement is to love thyself. But what self is he talking about? This body self? The emotional self? The mind self? The ego? He's talking about the soul. That's the only true self there is, thyself. Thyself be true, the Greek philosopher said. To thyself be true. So it is thyself that we want to love so that we can love all else. So the key then is to go inside and to begin to love the truth of that self that is you, thyself. And that is the soul. That is where God dwells in you and you dwell in God. And it's right with you now. You are the temple. You are the temple where God dwells. You are the temple, and it is for you to enter into that temple and begin to pay homage, to be in loving with the Lord that dwells within. And that is yourself. That is the God that dwells in you, that is your soul. That is where you want to go and love the Lord and be in the loving. And then truly, we do gain access and understanding by which to live in this world and in the storms, but to walk above them and never get caught up in them. Or if we do, as Peter did, one, the spiritual teacher will be there to take our hand and to lift us back out of the disturbance, and two, we will understand how to do that for ourselves just by centering ourselves once again, focusing ourselves into that sacred name of God, holding our attention at the seat of the soul in the inner temple where God dwells within, and let the loving come forward. Let the loving once again lift us up, because that's what it does. The loving is of the highest frequency of all. And loving ever lifts us up. It lifts us up. So if we are in the loving with the Lord in our meditation, if we are in the loving of the Lord in our daily life, that loving is going to lift us up. It's going to lift us up above all the things of this world, this body, the imagination, the emotions, the mind, and into the very truth of our own being, which is loving. And it is that loving that will ever lift us up. It is the loving hand of the spiritual master that lifts us up. It is the loving hand of God that lifts us up. It is loving. So if you're caught up in a storm, if you're caught up in a disturbance, if you find the waves lapping at your heels, trying to drag you back down into the current, the great riptide of this ocean, pay attention and realize all you have to do is be still, relax, and be in loving, and you will rise above it. It will not drown you. It will not take you down. And I think all of us know what it feels like to get caught up in those feelings, to get caught up in those thoughts, and to have them drag us down into almost drowning. And that's a horrible feeling and a horrible place to be drowning once again in the disturbances of this world. The storm of emotion, the storm of the mind are great, great storms. And the disturbance that these bodies can create for us, that can drag us down into feeling sorry for ourselves. Poor little me. Why me? Why do I have to go through this? Enter into loving with it all. And the loving will transform it. The loving may not transform your body, but the loving will transform the situation by which you approach and live in this, whatever it might be. So the one key is to love the Lord and to have that always in front of you and have no other gods before you. Not this world, not the mind, not the emotions, not the body. And not to get caught up in any of those things, but just love the Lord. It's very, very simple. And it's also very easy and very simple to lose sight of. Because heartache and debt and fear and illness can create great disturbance, great storms inside of us, and distract us very quickly from that very simple action of loving the Lord and loving the Lord only. And the body and its consciousnesses do not know loving. They do not understand loving. They are not of loving. They are of physical, material, and not loving. Spirit is loving. The soul is loving. God is loving. And it dwells in the body of matter. So don't expect to feel and know loving in the body. Know it in the soul. Know it in the spirit of the divine that you are. And let it precipitate into the body to bring the body and all of its consciousness into alignment, into balance, into agreement. So that you, the soul, is now in dominion of this ocean of life that you dwell in. And that you stand above it. You stand above it and in charge of it. Ever guiding it in its action in loving. And the path that it walks is above the ocean of this life. And the path that it walks is calm, even in the midst of the greatest storms of the sea. It is calm. And then you find something very wonderful. That you live heaven and earth. You are the heaven and earth. You are that which the world longs to be. To be still, to be kind, to be loving, to be at peace. You are that in this creation. So that's the path of an initiate. One who is walking the path of loving the Lord. And the Lord loving you, the soul. And letting that loving lift you above all things and returning you back into the truth of who you are, the living, loving essence of the Lord, and living that to the fullest. And sure, you're going to go home and there'll be a phone call and there'll be something in the mail and there'll be a knock on the door. And there'll be something at work. And there'll be a plate delivered to you at a restaurant that doesn't have what you really wanted. or whatever it is in the moment that takes place in this world that is ever going to call you back into the world. Because the world likes to do that. And the world has authority to do that. The Lord of this creation has full right and authority to ever tease you and tempt you and try to call you back into it if it can. To cause you to go into disbelief, to not trust, to believe the physical more. Gosh, it's so much more real. You can feel it. You can hit at it. You can hate it. You can yell at it. It can yell at you. You can get into a fight with it. It feels good. Come on back down here and enjoy it. And that's what the Lord of this creation has the authority to do, to ever create storms, to create these great waves to lap at you, to hit at you, to try to drag you back down. But all you have to do is just keep holding to the truth of who you are, holding to that loving, and you will not sink down. And if you do, just call out that name of God. Call upon your spiritual teacher, which is the Holy Spirit, which is divine loving. Call upon it, and it will take your hand, and it will lift you back up if you will allow it. But the key is, don't look down. Don't look down into the world while you're calling out to God and saying, get me out of this, get me out of this. Because where your attention is held is the direction you're going to go. And God will lift you up, but he will not pull you out of. But he will lift you up. If you're looking down and saying, well, I really need to go learn that, but get me out of here, I don't want to learn it. God will say, no, go ahead, sink all the way down, learn it. And when you're ready and you look back up, you can come back up and join me once again. The key is to always be looking up. What do we do when we get really sick? The doctor comes and says, oh my God, you've got cancer. Now what are we going to do? What is one of the first things you do besides feeling sorry for yourself? Is all of a sudden you get into this great action of loving God once again and you start praying, oh Lord, please, if you'll just get me out of this. We become very religious. We become very spiritually focused. We all of a sudden, God's first. Oh my God, God, you're first. You're everything in my life. I call upon you. You're the one who's got to do this for me. Get me out of this. Whether it be cancer or debt or whatever. That's what we do when the storms of the world start pulling at us, lapping at us, coming after us. Then we get real faithful to the spiritual path. Whatever it might be, whether it be the outer religious practice or the inner spiritual way. Why not do it now? Right now, in this moment, in the next moment, in the next moment, in the next moment. So that eventually you're just ever living it to the fullest. And you'll be aware of the storms blowing, the wind pushing at you, the waves trying to drag you back down to the water. Just the way of the world. But you also are very aware of that calm path of loving. That if you just keep walking it, that straight and narrow path, and just keep stepping forward and choosing back into it. And don't look at the storms. Don't look back down at the sea. Just keep looking forward and upward into the loving and into God. You will stand free. You will be a liberated soul in this creation. And the day you leave this physical form for the last time, at the last breath, you will just be walking that pathway of liberation. You will be walking that pathway of stillness, of calmness, of loving, moving forward and upward. And because you have gotten into the good habit, if you will, of not looking down and out into this world, into this sea of life, but looking inward and upward to God and loving, that's where you're going to go. You'll just do what is natural in your nature to do then. So put God before all things and put loving in that action of putting God first. Let loving and God be one and the same. And if you do that, you will stand free of the storm. You will stand free of this creation. And when you leave this physical form for the last time, you will be free. You will stand fully free and return home from which you came. All great teachers say a statement that often is misinterpreted. I and the Father are one. And so everybody looks to the teacher and go, oh my God, they're one with God. That's not what they're saying. I that am you, and that you are in me, I and the Father are one. The soul and the Father are one. All we have to do is move into that oneness, that place where the Father and the soul are one. And that's here. We don't have to go a long distance. All we have to do is hold our attention here and rise above the mind and the storms of this world and the seas of life of this creation, and we are free. And then we connect into that place of the divine. And right there at the seat of the soul is where we begin to find that pathway home. That path of sound and light, where the sound and the light are one in the soul. And the voice of God just calls us home, and the light of God illuminates that pathway upon which we walk. It's just that simple. And it's just that hard. Because the mind in all the world's creations are ever going to tell us, impossible, you can't do it, you're not strong enough, I'll get you first, I got you now, you're going nowhere, and all you have to go is be still, be loving, hold your focus here, and you'll rise above that storm, and you'll stand free.